Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of March 2018, and this is the 775th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just come from the cafe and I'm on Knocklofty. I'm just on the edge of where I have been looking at the currawongs. I can't see any here today, but as I was walking up Poets Road, there was a gang of... Oh, I just saw some birds, but they're not currawongs. A gang of cockatoos flying overhead. Very, very noisy. And I just was reminded of how, although they really make me laugh, just their racketiness. A friend of mine went away for the weekend, I think it was last weekend, and when he came back, his pear tree that had been just ripe for the picking had been completely denuded. They do these... Cockatoos, they do go around in these gangs and then they just demolish whatever's on a particular tree. There's a little bit of blue in the sky today. The forecast is for overcast. And actually, if I look in one direction, the sky is completely, well, not completely, but it's really blue. And the other, the overcastness is definitely coming this way, but no rain today. It's cool, there's a bit of a breeze. I'm wearing a thick jumper and I can feel a bit, my hands are a bit cold, so not a warm day. And this is the, I'm going to be coming up here twice today. I'm going to join a friend for her birthday, cup of tea and cake. It's not actually her birthday anymore, but she's stretching it out, and so this was a good day for us to do that. I'm not quite sure where we will actually have our cake and tea. Probably on the bench that's halfway up the zigzag track that goes to the top. So I should be fit and well today. And I also thought that I really must do this podcast this morning because, as you know, on days that I have the cave, I tend to run out of time in the afternoon. I forget to eat or have to tidy up, and suddenly the cave is there. And tonight I've not only got the cave, but my online Hexenschuss writing group is meeting after that. So it really would be far too late for me to do a podcast then. It's funny how on Knocklofty there is, you often don't get the wind. It's totally still just here, but I can see the trees swaying in the, or no, not in the distance even, above me. The leaves are moving. Really, I probably didn't need to come for a walk this morning as well as this afternoon, but the blue sky was so enticing, and I think, well, it's here and it's beautiful, and why not? I'm at the top now and the sky has completely cleared. It's blue. I don't know how long for, but I was getting pretty hot coming up the hill. So I've taken my jumper off and I'm now wondering whether I need to put it back on again because I'm on the mountain side of the hill. I haven't come across very many people. One bike and one woman with a Dalmatian. It's very clear, the air feels very clear. So maybe it will become overcast later, but usually this real sense of clarity lasts for a little bit, and I know that it's there because I always feel much better. I always know that I'm going for a walk. I have far more energy and clarity in my mind. It's such a delight to wake up to that rather than the heaviness of something that's overcast. When it's overcast, or when the humidity is high or the pressure low, I feel as if I'm walking through treacle, but not only that, that my brain is sort of immersed in treacle as well. Just recently I've been really slack about my food. I haven't been cooking and I've allowed things to go off in the fridge and I've been caught out for time and just had bread and cheese and various things like that. And last night I felt I needed to get a grip on myself, that I needed to identify what I was going to cook with each of the food items I had bought at the market, mainly vegetables. And so last night I made a big soup, a pretty solid one with rice and lentils, so it's sort of almost like a sloppy dal, except not quite. And lots of fresh vegetables. It took so long to cook that I couldn't actually eat any last night because it was too late, but it means that today I've got something for lunch, and this evening, when I'm not quite sure when I'm going to eat, I'll have something that's really quick to prepare. I don't know why I don't do it more often. I enjoy the process of getting food ready, and I certainly enjoy the eating of it more than I do this sort of ad lib food intake. And of course, it's much healthier. I did it yesterday, last night. I'm not going to commit myself to. Well, I'm not going to pressure myself to do it more. But one of the things that I realised was that the surge was going to start really soon. And I want to have food ready to just prepare very quickly. I mean, food ready just to heat up, basically, for those days of the surge. So maybe I will put at least a serve of this soup into the freezer, so that's one meal in there.
soon I think we're going to be out of snake time. I mean, they're not likely to be about sunning themselves at this time of the morning, but I have been very careful about where I've been walking over the summer, and I'm very much looking forward to walking through that thicker bush that I discovered last year. You get a sense of almost being lost in time in there. It feels very ancient and I was going to say untouched. Well, it does. It feels quite untouched by humans. That's mainly animals. And I'm thinking of that at the moment because I'm sort of looking down into the area that is. But it's not very thick here. It's more of an open plain. So I think there have been fires probably through here. Although the trunks aren't blackened of the trees, and some of them are quite big, so I'm not sure. I'm home and I had completely forgotten that I hadn't finished this podcast. I was just about to upload it. I'm quite soon going to be doing the cave, and so I'm going to close off now. I do hope that you've had a good day writing or creating or making or thinking about or dreaming in whatever is most important to you. Thank you very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.